No.
I thought it was fake.
All those forms, large substances in the grain.
The pictures are in the...
The what can it be?
Big square box or nothing.
They had to go on the phone.
He wants me to recognize them, but he don't know who they are.
How about you sitting down?
Sister's mad of a man and his son. Mandy married old George Sutton, we call him.
And the father was a widow.
And he married the man. And pretty soon, a year or two, Darkest, the youngest, not a girl, went up on the
bed.
And a few days, they got married.
You're in my life.
She and the one, his oldest son, Luke, with his aunt,
who he had arrested, too.
Seth married a woman. Four children.
Married of Harvey Austin.
She died.
Yeah.
And he married her sister.
Her name was Sally, I think.
And she had two children.
Everybody called her.
And she died. And the children died.
She married a younger daughter, but she got her.
His oldest daughter.
But ain't classy.
No, I guess not.
Seven or eight. I don't recall.
It was not. Not today.
But they're all dead now. And Aunt Artemis had seven
his oldest daughter, husband,
and my mother,
sister, married him again. Married her father.
There's five of us lived.
So that's the way it was.
Young.
She had one. And she was a widow.
Boy named
she was a widow.
That died young.
But,
she had one named Thomas.
But he was a widow. See, he had two wives already.
Three
boys,
two girls left. And they're all dead now, but that's me.
When you first hear him rattle it off, it gets you kind of confused.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, couldn't I tell me over again?
And what was it you wanted to ask him?
Your mother and her sister's
who was Cousin Lena Harding.
And who they married,
that's
so I can take it down.
Sure. My mother married this sister of yours, her uncle,
Aunt Clancy.
But I don't remember Harvey Arthur. I believe that she was inside
of him. She was
well,
she came in with that man in the first one.
I believe his name was John Langford.
That's right.
I remember.
Because I remember hearing Mama speak of that.
Well, they used to come here when I was his mother and you.
That was old grandpa's sister.
Old grandpa's your grandpa's coming here once in a while. And I'd left more.
I used to like to go to her house. She was such a good
lad. That's crazy.
And that was
she
her name sisters.
Was and ain't had any other sisters that never married named Maya. I remember that's why the Langsters come in. I didn't think of her a while ago, but they lived down there.
He had a sister
that married a Langster. In my recollection days, there was two houses there. Your granddaddy lived in one. And my grandmother lived in the other house. My grandmother. So you first get to the Jones where you know the
stepmother.
Yeah, we know.
And what was her name?
See, I've forgotten that.
Well, that was
Richie?
Yeah, I knew 2 years ago. Some of them,
I think I
married
Richie.
And Josephine. Josephine. And I forgot. Two of
them. Did you know anything about how this come about?
And there was a lot of with her. She was from that same family.
Her young was cleared up in later years.
I forgot her name. I knew it was Lang. That used to be called a tooting farm. She was used to call that to have some farm in Denver. But there's a whole lot that I don't know about that. But I do know that y'all took 10-hour rule on. Whitford reunion early sometime. Here some of them read Eric got to be called about the
what I would like to
call had it been through that rule.
You see, the way I'm working, I think it was in 1909 when it was we call it.
It's Sunday before Labor Day is when it is every year.
I know my mother owned a piece of it.
Well, that's fine.
She sold it near town.
Labor Day.
I think your daddy come out here brought the deed.
Probably brought it all over on Monday.
But I remember it out.
Too long about that.
Well, the day that died in 1907, so it must have been before.
They had a lot of records there.
Jesus, year after I was born, that's...
Oh, I was married in 99.
I was married yesterday.
I've been married 54 years.
Where she living? She lives out in the small town.
That's a long time too.
I know that. I was young. I was 20 years old. Months of my birthday is in March. And I was 74 years old.
She had a aunt.
March day.
She had a aunt that's still living.
And I was a young girl that married a dollar race.
She married Willis.
How come it's no ad? That's all fresh in my mind.
Charlie Dunn died a few weeks ago.
But it was a strain now.
Why so many of them died?
So many of my cousins, first cousins, died out this way.
And Aunt Joe Yates'
children,
all of them, they're all living right on us. They're bound to be, unless they died from
Charlie Dunn.
Really shocked me when you told me Kevin Gales was still living.
Well, I heard from him last Sunday. One of my sons is a county agent in Washington County, lives at Plymouth. And Gales' daughter, husband works at that pulp mill. He's acquainted with them and sees them.
I don't know where that John Langister's living today.
Yes, Gale.
He was living in Washington
every time he comes home if he'd heard.
Back there when I knew him.
He must be...
I got now old enough to...
Gale's happy.
He's retired,
I know. If he's not dead at home, I'll bet you dead. A little best.
Yeah. I got a photostatic copy of Mom and Papa's marriage certificate.
Now who's with
come out of the registered deeds office over here in Washington. And Gale's daddy was a witness,
her brother,
to their marriage.
Well, I was going to say, she was married
the 31st of March.
Yeah, I know he was, but he was older than she was.
And,
but they used to come here together when I was a kid boy.
1898.
I doubt he's living
here.
I doubt it, too. 1898. I was 9 years old then. I was born in 1889.
But Lena's been dead now.
March 18th. I don't remember. 1889 was when I was
right into.
So I'd have been 9 years old in 98.
Oh, I'm thinking of most things. I don't really
ask Kid Adams was, who married him?
She can tell me.
I well remember him.
How long has he been here? 6 years?
Well, do you know anything about the two grandmamas, grandmama Tootin, which was a total
her
two sisters
lost her health quite a while.
One went down.
One went to Mississippi and the other one to Alabama.
Yeah.
And
she's done pretty well until she broke that hip.
You know, one of them married
ageable people. They do have right quite a lot of
them.
Breaking the hip. Powers. Married Powers.
John Powers.
Yeah. Well, they were married down here. Lived in this section.
And Laura always had a dove swear on
them. She got married.
They left and went to Mississippi. And Cousin Feeney also used to have bad foot.
The other one,
I think one married the
child.
The aunt, she was a young girl.
They had a brother.
Named Daniel Tolliver, I
this
think.
This ain't that you were speaking of a while ago. That's right.
In Alabama.
Like you
somewhere.
Said, they didn't have good minds.
Yeah. They come home on a visit. And then there's
an Iron Man, you remember that.
And Dave was
seemed to move out
after him. He was supposed to meet him.
She got overheard or something. He got overheard at a summer school.
She had a fever.
Oh, well,
she had some kind of a contagious
fever.
I don't know what it was.
I heard in mom that
he had to run
into the summer school and I walked in town
down the road
and bought yourself. And I bought
she got overhead.
And from that she went into
I think I've been told by some of her
trumpets.
And I remember her well. And it had been, she was, she lived.
I think 25 or 30 years since she had been there.
25, 30 years.
She knew my mother.
She told me not long ago what kind of fever it was she had.
Well,
she told her, but I've been many and out about.
Well, it's called fever. I said, well, it's called, I
believe
it's going.
Well,
it's
kind of fever works on your head harder than others, but I don't know what kind of fever.
She knew I'm. Well, ain't Marthy. I'll say raised her, and she raised her.
At that time, that
man was living there with all that.
I've heard from she died in 1908.
Well,
I've heard from her many, many times.
Before 1908, but my mother was living when they come back.
Ain't bitch.
Well, there's a lot of folks get out.
Yeah, I want to see y'all. Come Raymond Caton, the head of
them.
And he said he used to be there and play.
You wouldn't hear it on this little that much now.
And he said, my Lord, he said, when I scared that woman.
Well, I know a lot of it. Probably Raymond out. I was there a lot of times, he'd be there playing. I know a lot of boys and girls in that neighborhood.
Yes, ask.
If they'd see her, they'd run.
If he can run there for you. Mama said she did the most beautiful work that you ever saw in your life.
Well,
making lace.
That's there. One there, right? And cloth.
Well, it's not that true. She had a good mother,
I believe that. I see running, Tom. Caused some affliction. It caused lose her mind to some extent, and it caused some other affliction.
I don't know. It certainly caused her.
Yeah, you want to think about that.
Might have been.
Well, who's... Did you ever know Jesse to have any idea where we might be?
Well,
we're still there.
Yeah.
Who? You know who his... How he come in?
Well, they're just related to you.
And I don't know Jesse.
Well, they're about nine times out of there. They're just related.
Well, he might be in
the Steve. He always called Mama Cousin Bessie.
I know. Steve didn't know where. And
he's got
a tobacco barn up here. And I don't know where he's curing the barn or not.
He didn't know.
He's got a little barn back up in there. So,
yeah.
Well, it's on some of that.
I guess
house and all.
Somebody
would
ask
you,
yeah.
Well,
I'm
really
sure
somebody would ask me not long ago. About that, to some of you back in there, and I forgot which one was there,
too far from where Charlie is,
so that's the tower. And he said that he knew a tootin'
is, all his brothers and sisters
married, though. But she said that her daddy was a tootin' rat, she was some of that family, and I lived in Newman now. But I forgot what her name is.
I haven't forgotten, because I know who you're talking about.
Well, I don't know.
Who is? Her name is Virginia.
Well, we met in one of them, looked very much like Thomas.
I must know what we're talking about. Not long ago.
Her father was Alec Tootin.
Oh, you're talking about Alec Tootin and Steve Tootin were brothers. Might have been Steve Tootin, might have been Alec Tootin daddy. But they were the same family, too.
He said Alec Tootin confessed on his deathbed of killing John Cape. John Cape.
Well, I think so.
Well, I'm telling you right now, is that?
I think his name is Robert.
They're trying to have that.
Use. I think it's because of
that.
Easy that he was in liquor trouble. And I think he was supposed to go in court in a few days. And then the K got supposed to deal with the chicken fever. I smell life right there. Well, I won't ask you that out, but I remember it. About I took three shots, and then I took a booster shot every year.
I went to the grave of this
daughter. By the time we got in there, I'd taste seed tickets.
Yes,
coming back.
The old Graham Bennett Cemetery.
Well, there
was.
That old cemetery is across the creek from Edgar. Old Graham Bennett used to live just about straight across the creek from where your granddad is from.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
I've been there all
the time. Remember crossing the what they call the Ross's Bridge?
Yeah.
Not too far from Mr. Charles Fudge's old store, maybe I'm going back too far for you.
Well, I remember something about it, no, I don't think so.
It was a little one just across the bridge. We used to go through there in the car, you couldn't drive a car through there, because you wanted a car to drive. But it wasn't very far from the road.
It crossed that creek,
just across the creek.
Well, that road went around that field. It circled around that field. Now this road we travel today goes right on through the field.
Yeah.
But that road circled right around.
She's talking about down where we got it.
I remember her too. He just had two daughters.
She was the youngest.
Many married that. No, well, your uncle's Nancy is dead too.
Well, you know that
was a problem.
I don't understand.
You know, I haven't seen Henry.
This first?
From the time he left over here. I met him at Gene's funeral.
It's
been 50 years, I think.
Did you know him?
Yes, I picked him out in the car.
He went to the doctor the next morning.
Walked up and fired
him. I said it was the doctor she went to.
I knew it had to be him.
You said he had to have flu?
Yes, I
think he said flu.
But I wouldn't have known him right if I'd seen him pass out there with nobody.
And he never saw a kind of soul.
You know, his boy lives within 3 miles of me. We've been to see each other a couple of times a piece, and each time the other one was gone. So we quit trying. But I had been laying off to go there since the spring of May. I am going to go. I'm going to go back, and there's some more Tootins. And my
uncle
that is in the telephone book, I'm going to go see them.
There's a Lancaster.
Get
married in our family. I don't know though. But I know there was a John Lancaster. He used to be in the post office department.
Just about died.
Yeah. Right in D.C.
Yeah.
And Bill Yates and Alpha, she got him on this railway mail course. Went along when I was about 18 to 20 years old, and he offered me an opportunity, but I wouldn't take it. Bill and Arthur went on, and they retired there some years ago. They just traveled while they had homes in Virginia. Arthur come back and bought the old home, built him a home there. And then they got dissatisfied. I think he got his hip broke. And he just had one son, Arthur did, and they moved to Kinston. 80 or two, and now they've gone back to Virginia.